Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast channel. I'm Joanne Smichael, and I'm delighted that you tuned in for relevant leadership learning that will help you continue to soar. Enjoy this episode. I feel like there's more stress in the world and in the country than ever before in my lifetime. Some people are living with quiet dread and anxiety, and others are fearful about the future, and some of us have just lost hope. But one thing I've learned from Linda Rozak Burton, she's been on here a lot. She's the author of Gratitude Speaks. That's an Amazon bestseller. But anyway, what I've learned from her is that in the midst of chaos, absolute chaos and calamity, I can still have a grateful heart. And I'm doing that by seeking the company of people who are optimistic, who have hope, people who haven't lost their joy. Here's my observation about those people. They're having fun. That is what I notice. They are having fun. They've made the choice to continue smiling and laughing. So let's talk about the fun factor. It's an intentional choice that makes us happy, obviously, but it takes some work and it has huge, big benefits. Researchers at the Mayo Clinic say that laughter can actually keep you healthy. Can you imagine that? Laughter can keep you healthy. It increases endorphins released by your brain. It makes you have better moods. And in some cases, they say it even releases, alleviates, or lessens physical pain. Mayo Clinical researchers, they also found that laughter can increase oxygen to our lungs, to our heart, and our muscles. Shout out to researchers. We need life-saving information. Let's save research and researchers. I had to get that out. There's a movement now called laughter yoga. Now, I have never been to a class, but I've read about it. The premise is that laughter is good medicine anyone can take without a prescription. Laughter yoga has four elements: clapping, breathing exercises, childlike playfulness, and laughing exercises. Well, go figure. Laughing exercises and laughter yoga. But this is serious business. It's something that crosses generational lines, ethnic lines, political divides. It's something we can all use to enhance the fun and to enhance the joy in our lives. So consider laughter yoga. I want to explore more strategies for ramping up the fun. If you're a person who's in a regular routine, try getting comfortable with just a little spontaneity. Try to live in the moment, just for a moment. This may mean taking an impromptu stroll in your neighborhood. It may mean saying yes to a dinner outing, even though you've got your meal all planned. And that's one of the ones that I struggle with. If I've got the meal planned, I want to sit at the table and eat it. But I've learned to just put it in the refrigerator and say yes. It may mean taking off early just because, and then finding something else you want to do just because. Now, I mentioned routines. Routines can lead to ruts and resentments. Be careful of the patterns you've created. Think about the patterns you've created in your life. Question whether they're fun and fulfilling or drudgery and draining. Try suspending your routine for just a couple of days and doing things differently. Now, I typically play pickleball in the morning at the Y with the same group of people. Starts at 9, runs till 12. This spring, my challenge to myself is to play outdoors with a totally different group of people at different parks in my community. I know that that is not revolutionary, but it's different for me. And it forces me out of my routine and, frankly, out of my comfort zone because I'm going to be dinking with strangers and people I don't even know. But it does force me out of my comfort zone. What else can we do for fun? Start a joy journal. A lot of people like myself have prayer journals, gratitude journals, journals just to journal. But this is different. You use it to jot down everything you did, saw, or heard that day that made you laugh, smile, or made your heart sing. So think about a joy journal. It's a great tool for reflection focused on the lighthearted, life-enriching things that you actually witnessed or experienced. It allows you to re-experience it. It's a perspective shift that supports a focus on fun. You know, this is how we find joy in the everyday, and there is joy in the everyday. And there's levity in the everyday. When you look at situations, especially the political landscape, look for absurdity because there's plenty of it. Embrace the humor. Find ways to avoid the gloom and doom and laugh at things that really are laughable. And remember that this too shall pass. This too shall pass. Crazy as this may sound to people who have two left feet, dance. Move around. Blast your favorite songs and dance. It doesn't matter if anyone's watching. Just shake your tail feather and enjoy the motion and the movement. Yes, dance can be a wonderful fun starter, and it's budget neutral. It doesn't cost you anything. Now, I like travel. I always have fun when I'm seeing new things, eating different food, meeting new people, smelling different air, looking at different clouds. But your travel doesn't have to be grand vacations. It can be to your next neighborhood or to your next town. The fun part of travel is that there are new experiences. We open ourselves up to the possibility of fun when we become curious. Fun has to be a priority in our lives. That means some of us have to schedule it. Schedule time to read books that make you laugh. I'm a big fan of the Stephanie Plum series by Janet Ivanovich. And I also love this woman. Her name's Pat George Walker. I might have pronounced it wrong. Pat George Walker. She's got these irreverent, and I mean irreverent, depictions of church people and churches. Now, I'm not much of a movie watcher, but that is another way to bring laughter into your life. Watch it, read it, do it. Just focus on fun. I didn't know this until very recently. Play is essential for learning. Yep, play. It's a neuroscience thing, and I'm not a neuroscientist, so I'm not going to try to explain it from that perspective. But the nutshell is that when we open our minds to new ideas and then try new things, we make new neural connections faster. New neural pathways are formed. The brain has a lot of plasticity, neuroplasticity. So it's important to use it, stretch it, expand it to make life a lot more enjoyable. You know, there are ways that we deny ourselves the opportunity to have fun. One of those ways is by overthinking things. Sometimes my sister has to say, Jody, just let it go. Let it go. Mindfulness training and yoga can help you break that pattern. You can also break it by telling yourself to stop and forcing yourself to do something active that gets you out of that thought pattern. Get out of your head and then retrain your head when you have to get back into it. I know that I have to very consciously recite specific scripture when I'm losing the joy or losing the fun or become anxious. I find scripture that are most uplifting to me, and I say them repeatedly in my head, and sometimes I say them repeatedly out loud. Your fun can be snatched by your phone or your device. Put it down. Put it away. Stop documenting moments with consistent pictures and posts. Instead, try just living the moment, being fully engaged with the people that you're sharing the moment with. And commit the moment to your heart. Commit the experience to your heart. Making life fun means that we're connected. First, connected to our inner selves, and then connected to the world around us. Connecting to people who are energizing and uplifting. I'm going to review the strategies I've mentioned for ramping up the fun in your life. First, embrace spontaneity. Second, suspend your routine. Third, look for absurdity because it's all around us. Four, dance, 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 dance. 5, travel. And the last one, number 6, is prioritize fun. Start by committing to the very concept that fun is a good thing for your mind, your body, and your soul. Then just try a few of the strategies I mentioned. You know, sometimes we have to laugh to keep from crying, so love more and laugh more. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you got tools that you'll actually use and share. Subscribe if you haven't already. I add new and relevant leadership learning all of the time. If you haven't visited the Smichael Speaks YouTube channel, check it out. There's all sorts of new content. All of this is virtual leadership learning that will help you soar.